From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come your way with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Yesterday, I began to introduce to you the book of 1 Thessalonians, and I am doing this simply because of the theme of this particular book. I mentioned yesterday that every book in the Bible has a theme that runs through it. We call it a theme core. And the theme core of 1 Thessalonians is simply Christian living in light of the rapture. Now, we talk about the rapture often on this program, and of course, if you know the Lord Jesus, I know that you have talked about the rapture. You no doubt have studied the rapture. You probably get in discussions with other people about the rapture. But the rapture is that time when we as Christians will be taken home to be with the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, is the clearest passage of Scripture as it relates to what the rapture is all about. And I just want to read those verses with you here today, if you don't mind. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, where the Apostle Paul is writing, and he says this, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep," that is, those Christians who have died, "that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." That is the rapture, as it's described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. It's when the Lord Jesus Christ will come in the clouds of the air to take those of us who are alive here on earth right now in this dispensation home to be with him in heaven. And that could happen any moment. And in reality, it is the fulfillment of a prophecy that was given back in Acts chapter 1. You remember in Acts chapter 1, the Lord Jesus Christ had just given the Great Commission, and then he was taken up into heaven. And you'll notice what the Word of God says in verse 9, or beginning with verse 9 of Acts chapter 1, where it says, "And when he had spoken these things," talking about the Lord Jesus giving the Great Commission, it says, "while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." And so what we see here in Acts chapter 1 is the Lord Jesus Christ ascending up into heaven after his earthly ministry was complete. The disciples were standing around watching him ascend up into heaven. And the Bible teaches us here that the angels spoke to them and said, "Why are you looking up into heaven?" Well, you know, in reality, the answer to that question is rather obvious. They were watching the Lord Jesus Christ go up into heaven. But the point of emphasis is that the angels said unto the disciples, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. That is, as Jesus Christ ascended up into heaven in the clouds of the air, he's going to come back again to receive those of us who are alive in this dispensation. When the rapture occurs, Christ is going to come and take us home to be with him in heaven. And 1 Thessalonians is the book of the Bible, the main book of the Bible, that is written to teach us how to live in light of the rapture. And it's important for us to live in light of the rapture, simply because of the fact that anticipating the rapture motivates us as Christians to be prepared for the rapture. Now, that's a basic statement, but I think it's a very significant statement. So much so that let me say it again, that anticipating the rapture motivates Christians to be prepared for the rapture. We see that in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, when it says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Now again, we can see particularly in verses 2 and 3 of 1 John 3, it's talking about the rapture, talking about the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. And then it says in verse 3, every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. And the fact of the matter is, anticipating the rapture and realizing that it could take place at any moment is going to be a motivating factor for each of us who know the Lord to be living the kind of a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And so, it's really important that we keep the reality, the thought of the imminent return of the Lord Jesus Christ in the rapture before us at all times. Now, I mentioned yesterday that when we go through the book of 1 Thessalonians, that each one of the chapters that we find in this book has a particular theme in light of the rapture. Not only that, but each chapter also speaks concerning one of the realities or what will actually take place when the rapture does occur. Let me just share with you briefly, and I do not have the time, nor do I have the plan to get into this in detail, but I want to give you, if you don't mind, what each one of the chapters in 1 Thessalonians says concerning the rapture and being prepared for the rapture. And I would encourage you to take some notes on what I'm going to say in the next couple of minutes and then study it through on your own. First of all, chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians speaks concerning salvation in light of the rapture. When it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, for they themselves show of us of what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how ye turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. You see, the Bible teaches us there in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, that when the rapture happens, we will be taken to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. We will be saved from and delivered from the great wrath to come, which is the great tribulation period. In chapter 2, we find that it speaks concerning service or Christian service in light of the rapture. We see that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, where it simply says this, as Paul is describing to the Thessalonians his life of ministry along with Silas and Timothy when they were there with the believers at Thessalonica. He says this, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because ye were dear unto us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God. And in the context of the entire book of 1 Thessalonians, in fact, in light of the rapture, Paul and Silas and Timothy reminded the Thessalonians that when they were with them, they were involved with ministry, labor and travail, laboring night and day, serving the Lord on behalf of the Thessalonians, that the Thessalonians would come to Christ and then grow in Christ. Thirdly, in chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians, we see that it speaks concerning suffering in light of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 4 says, "For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know." In other words, Paul and Silas and Timothy said, we were persecuted for our faith, and they were reminding the Thessalonians in this particular verse that even the Thessalonians were persecuted for their faith as well. And the reality of the fact is that those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ will go through some suffering and persecution before the rapture takes place. Now that's chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And our time is about finished for today, and so the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll continue to look at these chapter themes in 1 Thessalonians in light of the rapture. But I'd encourage you to study what I've given you today and to lay a foundation for the study that we'll have tomorrow as we continue to look at these chapter themes in 1 Thessalonians in light of the rapture. So I trust that you'll be able to be with us on tomorrow's program as well. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why we say, amen, even so come, Lord Jesus. Yes, the best is yet to come.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.